News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning, once and all. It's another Saturday morning, and we've got a lot of things going on in El Paso, including the El Paso History Radio Show on AM 690, if you're looking for it.
That's right.
And we are here, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're surviving. It's been another interesting week, and we're about to do a major turn in the weather, I hear. So
Yay! All
your short-sleeve shirts need to be long-sleeve coats as of tomorrow or something. I don't know what's going on. In the meantime, we do have Texas History Begins in El Paso. We're going to keep saying that because these Texans, they can't prove it otherwise.
That's right. In fact,
challenge them.
The group I took a tour with on Thursday, which was the docents from zoos from all over the country, we were giving them history lessons all about our area. I told them to listen in today if they had spare time.
Hello, zoo people.
And they're doing it via ktsmradio.com or iheartradio.com, where you can download the app. Take us everywhere you go.
Hey, we got trivia going on today, do we not?
Yes,
we got all
we
these little DVDs sitting over here. And we're going to give, what are we going to give away here?
We're going to give away $20 in food coupons to Pepe's in Kenya to you in hour one or an El Paso Gold DVD. And, oh my God, you keep stacking more titles.
I got them. Of all the ones I put in there, I don't think there's one I need there, but read off a couple.
You've got, let's see, Mexican Revolution, your last tour of the El Paso smelter, gunfights of the Old West, ghost stories of El Paso 2 and 4, El Paso's Waco tanks, and
I didn't bring in Tom Lee's El Paso.
Shame
of
on
all
you.
Videos. But you know what?
Well, you got Legends of El Paso.
That's
Mountains,
good.
So
but
that...
I think we gave away all the Tom Lee's or else they bought them all.
We need
you
to
see,
do
that's
more.
What's going on. Tom Lee is a popular guy.
Yes, he is.
And we need to tell you that because we're going to actually have a discussion in our first hour this morning about Tom Lee and his month. You didn't know he had his own month.
Yes,
he's got his own month. Oh, yes, he does. And to help us explain all that, we have in here this morning, Dara Margo. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Jackson.
Welcome here.
And Melissa, thank you.
And Carolina Franco.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in. You guys are going to be the main people to explain to us what's going on in Tom Lee Month. Let's take one step back, Dara. For those who may not know, there's probably three, maybe four people who don't know who Tom Lee was. If you don't mind explaining to those people, who was Tom Lee?
Well, he was a native El Pasoan who was born in 1907. His dad was mayor during the Revolution, 1915 to 1917. He was educated here, went to elementary, high school, then left for the Art Institute of Chicago.
A local boy.
He was a local boy. There's no doubt there was a local boy who got an education before we had an art school. But he returned to El Paso, and, you know, Robert Caro, the Pulitzer-winning biographer of LBJ, said Tom Lee was an unsung genius of our time who made it purely on the quality of his work. And the nourishment for that work was El Paso, Texas. It was this region.
The place fed him.
So, he, you know, throughout my life, I've heard, you know, when I served President Bush, Dana Joya, head of the National Endowment for the Arts, he says, his are the finest murals of the New Deal period. And our Paso the North mural, it's just like second to none anywhere in the world. It's just an awesome mural. So muralist, illustrator of J. Frank Dobie's books, World War II artist correspondent, the best known. He was the first civilian hired by Life magazine to cover the war. There's a big show of his at the World War II Museum. So novelist, painter, all of it, all the above.
So when you ask the question, who was Tom Lee, that's your answer. It's a big one because he's a big guy. That's great stuff.
He's a big guy, and I love the fact his nourishment was here. And since he was a native, if you kind of retrace what he did while he was here, you meet all kinds of people like Jose Cisneros and Arbici Soler. You go in all the buildings downtown, the Banner Building, and you go into the Mills Building. I mean, all that's mentioned in the oral history I did of him. So he and plus Juarez. There's a new museum in Juarez that has a Tom Lee room on bullfighting. So he's so embedded here that if you want to share the region, you know, he's just a great guide.
And that's what we need to do, is have you guide us through Tom Lee Month. Because here we are in September getting ready for Tom Lee Month. What is going to happen this year? Carolina Franco.
Okay, well, this year we have three exhibitions, one display in Galveston, Texas. The other ones are here in El Paso and New Orleans. And then we have our kickoff event October 1st, which is called Head for the Hills. So we're working with the Trust Society and Amor por Juarez to promote the quality of life that we get through the arts. The quality of life that we got because of Tom Lee and everything that he did. So we're focusing on him and Henry Trost, and it's going to be a big fiesta live exhibition October 1st from 7 to 12 p.m. And then we have...
What's special about the building?
Tom Lee had his studio in that building.
So the name of the building again?
The W.S. Hills Building.
Hills.
On Texas Street.
And did it Trost happen to design it?
Trost happened to design it. And Tom Lee had his studio there while he was painting his New Deal mural.
You know, it's almost to the point where you have to ask, is there a building that Trost did not design?
Yeah, exactly.
And there were two or three, the Crest building he didn't design. Mm-mm. But, I mean, when you keep looking around downtown, I think there was in the 30s the number of buildings, and now we're down to like, what, 27, 26?
Something around there, yeah.
And so look at the stock we have in that. So you're thinking you're going to do a party in one of them.
Yes, we are.
They're bringing it to life. And J.P. Bryan, who's going to be the keynote speaker, who redid the Gage Hotel, Atroce, last year when he came, it's always sold out when he comes. People, oh, yeah. He's so awesome. Yeah. But he says, you all don't have one Mona Lisa. You have 100. So he says, it's just such an awesome, asset to this community,
really
those
is.
Buildings.
Well, that exhibit in Galveston is in his museum. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. He opened the Bryan Museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there you go.
That is a fabulous
place. My daughter lives in League City, and I told her, so you've got to
You are going
to
go there one of these days. You have to go there. Yes. It's a great museum in Galveston. So the event starts on October 1st. We haven't even gotten through the day of October 1 yet. Okay, keep going.
No. Okay, yeah. So there's a long list of events upcoming. So another fun event is that, well, two that go together is
but back up to October 1st, why would we want to go there, and where do you get a ticket?
You could get a ticket at the Texas Trust Society page. So
okay.
You buy tickets online there, or you could call the Institute at 915-533-0048.
And then you get a ticket.
You get a ticket, and you get all kinds of food by Stonewood, Crave, Malulam, Hillside. Ooh.
Now you're answering the question, why do we want to go to this? There you go. Food
exactly.
is involved.
Food. You get carritos. You get all kinds of drinks. Live music from Frontera Bugalú. They're going to come down to El Paso and play in their hometown.
And you see all this history.
Exactly.
Can I go sit where Tom Lee used to do his paintings?
You can.
Oh.
Dr. Max Grossman actually found the exact location where Tom Lee had his studio.
I think Max would do that.
And people are doing murals.
Yes.
You've
so we have six artists
from
El Paso working on murals right now. So they've been going in at midnight calling me, can you open the space for me? So there I go at midnight to open the space so they could paint. And they're working on Tom Lee inspired work, Tom Lee and Trost inspired work. And what the things that they're doing is amazing. They just get to learn so much from Tom Lee.
Did those two guys know each other very well? Did they hang out much? What was the deal, Tom Lee?
Well, Tom, as a boy, lived in a Trost-designed house.
Yeah, I mean, they're different generations, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But his dad, and this is Max Grossman, it's based on his research, too. Initially, UTEP, there was another architect who was going to design of UTEP.
Right.
And Mayor Lee actually wrote a letter, Max said, to Austin. He just said he really thought they should look at Trost, who did become the architect of record.
That was the first four buildings we heard about a couple of years ago.
The Bhutanese-inspired inspired buildings. So, yes, and really just philosophically, we see lots of similarities because neither Trost or Tom Lee were concerned with the personal style. Mm. They used any style that they're subject to man.
Well, explain
that
a little bit.
They worked in many styles.
As we go through this, let's talk about that, because Tom Lee had a number of styles, but also the Trost people had a number of styles. What you all are doing is combining all that into one list, hey, let's celebrate El Paso history kind of thing.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So October 1st, you get into there, I've got my ticket, I'm coming in, now what happens to me? I get to eat.
You get to eat, you get to drink, you get to make your own prints by Proper Print Shop, so you could be making your own screen prints, and you get to take those home with you. You're going to listen to JP talk about conservation, historic conservation, and why it's important, and not just that, but also the arts and the arts in El Paso and Texas. And then you get to dance to Christ. Cumbia music.
Yeah.
Now, is this, what space is this? This is a space being renovated or open or what is
it? Yes, well, this, Adair, I don't know if you want to talk about the building.
Well, I mean, it's now it's just open space. It belongs to Roger Brown's been very generous to allow us to use it, but it's just an open space.
Well,
you'll have to go downstairs, and it's not handicap accessible. That's the only difficulty at this time. Once we are in the building, it will be. But this is enlivening a building. It's really dressing up like we would dress up as cowboys or princesses wanting to be something. We want this building to be something. And so Carolina and Melissa Addis have taken this upon themselves to just bring life to that building. Because last time J.P. Bryan came, he said, I've never been in a community that has so many assets that are so underutilized.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is utilizing our assets for this one night at least.
That's
literally like a blank canvas.
Exactly.
You're using that building.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so we're in there with brooms and sweeping up everything and tearing down walls. And that's
so
what
you're a janitor.
Doing.
That's what you're doing.
Jordan Foster's been real generous in giving you paint.
Yes, so they gave us all the primer and drywall to make the space look a little bit prettier. It's a beautiful building. It's beautiful.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
And that's going to be one heck of a party. That's October 1st.
October 1st.
How do you get tickets to it?
If you go to the Truth Society webpage.
Or call us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you RSVP with me.
And what's that number?
It's 915-533-0048.
Somebody called our number, and we didn't even put that number out there, 544-5876. And we got Betty. Betty, good morning. You're on the radio.
Yes. I was just wanting to take advantage of your
oxygen machine before the prices go up.
Let me stop you right there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Betty, that was Ben Eliezer. Dr. Ben Eliezer. He was on before us. This is the El Paso History Radio Show. Sorry.
No, get on with her and tell her she called the wrong show and give them the other number for the program. But we get all kinds in here. You never know.
Hey, now, I've got an oxygen machine.
I want one of those, too.
Oxygen machine.
Exactly.
Yeah, with a Trost twist on the side.
Oh, poor Betty.
No, Betty, but we got her taken care of in there. But the thing about El Paso history is that there's so much of it. Adair, I'm willing to bet that you did like I did. You grew up in this town, and you did never hear the word Trost. When I grew up as a kid living in this town,
I never
heard the word Trost. And yet all of those buildings were sitting there ready to go, and we didn't know about them.
Right.
Because we weren't taught our history in the schools.
We're changing
Well, that's why I'm leaning into. You are now getting into curriculum in schools. I know you're throwing a little Tom Lee in there. Little Trost in there? What are you doing?
Well, it's a Tom Lee curriculum. Holly Cobb, her husband Bill's the rector at St. Clement's Church, and we hired her in January to be our education director. And so we now have a curriculum that is awesome. It's a Tom Lee curriculum on our local history. And it integrates a lot of other artists, too, like when you met Jose Cisneros at the courthouse. But it teaches history. It's being delivered to 4th, 7th, and 11th grades.
How'd you talk them into this?
It was Holly basically working with our staff put what we had into a format that was easy for teachers to utilize.
That's the difference.
With all kinds of online, and it's visual. You know, you've got pictures. It's literary. You've got Tom's words about old Mount Franklin. So she just was able to format it, and they ate it up. So it's in Isleta and in El Paso Independent School
District. Are you taking all the history of El Paso like this and doing this, or just Tom Lee?
Well, we're starting with Tom Lee because he was a native, and since he lived here, you can kind of live with him as your pal.
You can touch almost all the subjects.
But we're already talking about enrichment units, like one just on Mount Franklin. You know,
yes.
Bob Carlson has some awesome new portraits of Mount Franklin. And their character study is part of it. But so we could easily do Trost. And now that we're in, you can drop in all kinds of
units.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You've cracked the curriculum code here on how to get involved in this. Because
we'll serve 20,000 students this year.
Well, and how many students?
And we will take 20,000 students on a downtown mural walking tour. But included in that mural tour is the Trost, you know, going to the plaza where you see Luis Jimenez, seeing John Hauser's Fray Garcia de San Francisco,
go to the digital wall in the El Paso History Museum.
Well, you know, it's kind of like downtown El Paso was laid out as a map for you to come along and show people what's there. And here you are. That's what you're doing.
Well, I always love being a tour guide, but now we're training. I mean, Holly, we have she started Carolina. Well, tell me how you started the curriculum.
We started with the Paso of the North mural tours, Elisa Garrido and myself. Mm-hmm. We started 3 years ago, and We just sat down and did all the research. It took us 3 months, and then we gave our first tour to Adair. And then after that, we just started having tours.
And who have you taken on that tour?
We've taken the First Lady, Laura Bush. We have taken all kinds of companies here in El Paso, like El Paso Electric, the Hispanic Historic Chamber of Commerce, I think it is.
People from France, and you gave it in French.
People from France. We've taken students from the...
Well,
I'm like banging here. From Juarez, we've taken a lot of people from Juarez, too.
Okay, here's the point you're making, and you have made very clearly, Adair, is that that painting, that mural that Tom Lee did in that, it's in the old courthouse?
It's in the federal courthouse,
okay,
1938.
But your point is, by looking at that, you can figure out all of El Paso history. And that's correct, because you've got a conquistador there, you've got airplanes in that thing, you've got all kinds of stuff going on in there. And that's the point about pushing Tom Lee. He saw it all, he drew it all. And if you want to follow his path, you'll learn it all.
Right.
Basically.
It's very, and the great thing, too, his is a very distilled, you're right, you can learn. We took the editor of El Diario there, and he said, you know, that piece really encompasses everything.
That's the point you're making. Yeah.
And but then across the street, you have Carlos Callejo, which is a very different style. It packs in, Tom Lee's are types of people. Carlos Callejo's got all the,
all
it's almost like
characters.
A, it's like a,
yeah, it I has mean, like Pancho Villa's in there. The MacGuffins are in there.
All the details.
So those are detail people.
Yeah. Those are detail.
Well, what Tom did waves of humanity.
Yeah, right.
And,
exactly.
And waves of immigrants basically coming to El Paso from not just Mexico.
Right. But we work in these other murals too, and John Valadez too, which is fun to work a lot of it in.
We're going to take a break here and do trivia. You ready for this?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, we stir people up with this, and here we go again. Are you ready for trivia, young lady over there?
I am.
While you're looking for your paper,
it's right there.
Oh, you got it? Ready to go?
Yes, I do. But if you have something else,
well, just to let people know, we do have another radio program every Saturday morning at 7:30. It's a pre-tape program. I cook it up and stick it in the email. And
I hate to be in your kitchen.
Sergio finds it somewhere and puts it on the
air. Film everywhere.
But it's called the El Paso History Matters Show, and we matter with history, you know. So
that's
what we're doing, we're taking apart some of the old DVDs we've done. I think next week what I was thinking of doing was taking apart the Tom Lee DVD. And not so in the sense of like, here's what Tom thought about this, and then explain to people what we went through to get that interview to occur. Not that big a deal.
That'd
but
be
just,
great.
Just
yeah.
Something to do. So that's on 7:30.
That was great you did that, Jackson.
On Saturdays. Well, we did it. So there you go. All right. What's with the trivia today?
Well, speaking of, what public office did Tom Lee Sr. hold in El Paso?
Now, we didn't say that here. Don't say it.
Okay.
You'll have to give him a DVD yourself. But, no, we won't make you do that. But you get, we got Pepe's today.
Yeah, we got $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's, or you get a choice of an El Paso Gold DVD.
And you have to answer the question again.
Which is, what public office did Tom Lee Sr. hold in El Paso?
Oh, he was a something, wasn't he?
He was a somebody.
Ah, he was a somebody.
He's call an important somebody.
If you call a certain phone number, you can answer the question and get some of the stuff.
Call 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
El Paso ElPasoHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At ElPasoHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
ElPasoHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Our Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. PowerPunchPrinting.com. 875-1489.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 844-371-7233. That's 844-371-SAFE for your free Safe Money book. And join Javier Garcia for the Safe Money Radio Show, Sundays from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on News Radio 690.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on. We got the phones full here. People think they're going to answer this question, and maybe they will.
You never can tell.
Well, we have a few things to tell people before we get to that.
That's right.
Quite close to there. What do you got this morning? Start with you.
Okay. Well, you got the El Paso Museum of Archaeology next Saturday, October 1st, from 10:30 to 3 p.m. They're going to have public tours, archery, atlatl demonstrations, film screenings of the ancient America, the Southwest. And then October 8th, again, they're going to have more tours. And then on the 15th, they've got the International Archaeology Day. You're going to have flint napping, pinch pot making.
Yes,
yeah, really 25 times. Tabletop excavations, atlatl demonstrations. I just feel out of brain. Tigma bread sampling, which would be really good. And then again, they're going to re-show the film Ancient Americas, the Southwest. And this is going to be a great event. Oh, also, they're going to have a lecture by Alex Maris on the Navajos, which should be really interesting because Navajos are not really in our area. They're farther into Arizona.
He's a Navajo.
Is he a Navajo?
I think he is.
Oh, that's interesting. So, yes, definitely get out there to the El Paso Archaeology Museum over there off of Trans Mountain Road.
That's one of our bigger assets when it comes to museums. People have art museums. People have history museums. Nobody has archaeology.
You're right there in the middle of it.
We got so much archaeology. Yeah. It has to have a museum.
They don't have one like ours.
Well, no, but also there's some history lessons here we need to talk about. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Harvey Girls of El Paso meeting Monday, October 10th, Union Passenger Station Depot, 700 San Francisco Street, 2 to 4 p.m. on a Monday. They get down there and talk about the anecdotes of Fred Harvey. Visitors welcome. Information 591-2326. That's Monday, the 10th of October. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society meeting Wednesday, October 12th, and they're at the Frutas Avenue Fraternal and Social Club. That's the new one down there with the old beer place. And the program is the role of railroads in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. And railroads were big. Prince McKenzie's going to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
Visitors are welcome. 591-2326. We'll have a trivia question. What's the phone number for all these things? 591-2326. Now, Paso Genealogy Society. Genealogical Society. Those guys.
Yes.
They're meeting Thursday, October 13th, All Saints Church. Go out there and get genealogical. 584-2339. Different number. DAR. Ooh. Rio Grande Chapter. Friday, October 14th. Great American Land and Cattle. Oh, they eat well. That's good.
That's right.
And get a hold of those people. My Texas Family History by Julie Wilson. That's the talk. 760-5775. And there's more.
That's right. You've got the Walkthrough History is coming up at Concordia Cemetery on October 15th, and that's going to be from 11 to 3 p.m. And you can learn about El Paso's exciting history by visiting with early citizens, pioneers, ranchers, and different characters, buffalo soldiers, gunfighters, in living person. They are coming back from the grave to be there with you.
They're standing there talking to you, and you wonder, how do they do that?
Yeah, and you can ask them questions and
magic
have a nice conversation.
Magic and Concordia, magic.
Right. And you'll have six guns of shady ladies will be on hand to do gunfight reenactments. And all these volunteers are dressing in period costume. And we have different exhibits out there. In fact, Tom Lee should come out there. That should be a place you could set up your table to promote Tom Lee months.
Well, we could. He's not in the cemetery per se.
No, he's not in the cemetery, but he does paint the mountains, and we have such a beautiful view from Concordia.
We'll work that out. Okay. We'll do that.
But you've got that going on, and that is, again, it's going to be October 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then don't forget, this year, Dia de los Muertos is for Concordia is falling on October 29th. And we're going to do our little festival we have in the cemetery. You can come out and see altars and all kinds of different entertainment. That's going to be a Saturday.
Okay, so
from
2
to 8 p.m. in Concordia Cemetery. We'll talk more about that as we get closer.
Interesting stuff. All right, we started people on the trivia question. We got up, the lines are all full. Do we have a question?
No, yes, we do have a question.
What was it?
I'll make one up. Okay, what public office did Tom Lee Sr. hold in El Paso?
Oh, we got to have somebody who knows this. And don't get off the line. We got more questions to ask you. We're now going with Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. He was the mayor of El Paso.
Yes, indeed.
She's a very smart lady.
Now, you knew that. You knew that already.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, also, don't forget to mention the Manuel La Costa, the also local great painter that passed away.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Manuel did awesome. So much stuff. I mean, man, Manuel was up there. There's all kinds of local people. In fact, Adair, we maybe got to consider doing a whole bunch of artists.
Right.
Because they're everywhere.
So, Manny Acosta is someone Tom really enjoyed, loved form, and he always admired Manny Acosta's work, which I have too.
And I heard the parties were pretty good, but I never made it to one of those. So, anyway. Well, Emma, you got yourself a choice of a DVD or a Pepe's $20. The DVDs are sitting here. Would you care to take a DVD?
Which DVD do you have right now?
Oh, my God. You've got a choice here. We've got Legends of El Paso's Mountains. We've got the Mexican Revolution sites, Waco Tanks, Ghost Stories 2 and 4, Gunfights of the Old West.
You like ghost stories?
Well, not exactly. I'll take anything with history. History of El Paso, because I want to send it to my grandkids that live in Austin.
Waco Tanks.
Waco Tanks or Legends?
Oh, Legends. Go with Legends.
Legends.
All right, Emma, thank you for playing here. Yeah, stay on the line.
Okay. Yes.
And Nona will come on and tell you how to pick this
okay.
up. We have a new call
so
screen
stay
this
there.
Morning.
Okay.
And
don't
Nona,
go anywhere.
And Nona will get you all figured out. And by the way, we got other people to talk to here. Another question, perhaps?
Yes. What did Tom Lee, the painter, think of Mount Franklin?
Okay, now this is a broad answer.
Yeah.
Adair sitting here. We'll take her version of what you think Tom Lee was thinking, and we're going to go in order to Carla. Carla, what do you think Tom Lee thought about the mountains of El Paso?
I don't know the specific answer, but I would think if he painted all the murals of it, that he thought it was the greatest mountain. The greatest mountain he had seen. I don't know how to answer.
Do you have
that.
Any one thing?
It
he
was
ever,
pretty broad.
Do you have any one thing he ever said about El Paso's mountains?
I don't know.
Let's give it to her anyway.
Let's say that he loved them.
Okay.
I mean, he loved them, exactly. Yeah. Love them. That's
go.
It.
Okay. Now, what was the major quote? He was on the sunrise side of the mountain, Adair.
Right. His quote was, Sarah and I live on the east side of our mountain. It's the sunrise side, not the sunset side. It's the side to see the day that is coming, not the side to see the day that is gone.
Now, if you'd said that, we'd have gotten you that prize right away, but we're going to give it to you anyway.
Carl, thank you.
Hold on here. Nona will come tell you how to pick that up. Hold on. Thanks a lot. All right, you have another question?
If I don't sneeze.
Oh, you're going to sneeze. How long before Melissa sneezes? All right, now I'm going to go to Sandra. Sandra, good morning. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Can you give me the name of Tom Lee's first wife?
Oh, no, his first wife.
Oh, no, that's not quite right. It wasn't,
Sarah was his second wife.
Yeah, I see. I knew you'd know that one. But think about it. Time's up. I have a picture of her in my hands right here. And I'm trying to convey to you who this is. Well, I'm sorry that doesn't work out, but would you like a DVD anyway? We'll just give you one. What do you think?
Oh, great. What do you have?
Pick one.
Well, we've got the Mexican Revolution, Waco Tanks, Ghost Stories 2 and 4. We've got Gunfights of the West, which is the best one in the world.
I'm pushing Ghost.
El Paso Smelter.
Well,
we also have, the Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
The Ghost.
Waco Tanks.
There you go. Do that one. That one's good. Nona, we've got all kinds of
What's
people here.
What's the name of the wife? Are you going to ask that again?
Oh, Adair, the name of the first wife for Tom Lee?
Nancy Lee.
Nancy.
Oh, Carolina.
I knew
yeah.
Sarah, but...
Well, yeah, but see, that's what we have these questions.
A fellow art student. Yeah, at the Art Institute.
Well, we're going to talk about that because you're going to feature that first marriage here in some of your Tom Lee's month. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on there, Sandra. Nona is very busy in there, but she'll pick up.
Oh, well, thank Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. I appreciate that. All right, we got. I think we gave away something to everybody this time.
I think, yes, it's a good
And we need to thank the crowd in the control room. Nona Lamonis is in here doing the call screening today. We thank you very much. And the guy who is reaching, oh, he's busy in there, Sergio Valenzuela. Sergio, can you applaud for yourself? No, he's busy doing the phone. Hey, for Sergio!
Hey!
Whoopie-doo. All right, now enough of all that. Good looking there. Hope you can figure out what we just told you to do. And then the rest of us are going to go take a break and come back and talk about Tom Lee. And
I
Nancy.
Think so.
What do
and
you
Nancy.
Think? And what do we have any more questions you want to ask? We do any more trivia questions? Now we're done.
Okay.
Sergio, are you ready for a break, sir? 544 what?
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
I'm Jamie Seminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect, which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security Kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio now. Join the millions who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/radio. That's ring.com/radio.
This is an urgent message for all individuals struggling with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. If you're serious about resolving your credit card debt, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now, courtesy of Freedom Debt Relief, the company that gets results. Call 1-800-400-4194. Repeat, if you are struggling with extremely large credit card debt, you may have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment.
This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you thought possible. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-400-4194. This life-changing information is available free only to those serious about dealing with their credit card debt. Call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Power Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. Power Punch Printing.com, 875-1489.
iHeartRadio connects you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. This fall, we give you even more control of how you listen to the radio.
Save
the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Replay.
Immediately replay songs and sing along
again.
Play. Search and play any song from our library of 30 million tracks.
Skips.
Enjoy unlimited skips.
Offline.
Save the music from your favorite stations offline and listen without an internet connection. Introducing iHeartRadio All Access. Coming this fall. Your radio, now on demand.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, a lot of things to tell you. You've heard about some of this already. Here's some details. October 1st, it's a night of culture, food, and fun at the Texas Trost Society. Head for the Hills Live Exhibition. It's It's a fiesta. It champions the theme that they need to celebrate the thriving arts community in El Paso and get involved in this stuff. It pays homage to the artists that have given us an understanding of what it means to be from El Paso del Norte. Music, you heard some of the details already. Here's the phone number. Call Carolina Franco. Not right now. She's sitting here. 533-0048. Get yourself a ticket. That's next Saturday night on the 1st. One more thing just to tell you real quick. In Alamogordo, we just say hello to everybody in Alamogordo. And if you're going to Ruidoso today and you want to stop off at a museum, today it's free. You can get the Alamogordo Museum for free today. New Mexico Museum of Space History. It's a Smithsonian affiliate. Doors open free of charge today. Ring them up if you feel like it and get involved with them. Or just show up at 10 a.m. The doors are open. And that's up on the hillside there in Alamogordo.
And what I've got going is the 13th annual Sunside.
Sunset.
I know. I'm trying not to sneeze again. The 13th annual Sunset Heights Tour of Homes. Don't start with me. Okay. It will be Saturday, October 8th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. 10 locations are on this year's tour, and they're beautiful historic homes. I know all of us have driven through Sunset Heights and gone, wow, what a cool house. I'd love to look the inside. Here's your chance.
This is legal. You can get
That's right. And the tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids, and you can get those tickets at Hal Marcus Gallery, which is over there at 1308 North Oregon. And his house, which is across the street from there, will be open, and he's got a really wild house. You got to go in there. Or you can also buy them the day of the tour at the Burgess House, which is at 603 West Yandel. Yandel. That's right. I'm finally getting to say it right.
I'm not getting involved.
Or the Hal Marcus Gallery. And there's also going to be some pedicabs that are available for tours, courtesy of Masia Pedicab and Cesar Martinez. Or you can rent a bike and ride up and down the hills. That's from the El Paso Bike Share Program. Now, some of the
You're
homes,
not doing that.
You start at the top and then
You're
go down. You're going down the hill. More Home, which is over on Prospect. You've got the Kohlberg House, Guzman House. Let's see, the Hal Marcus Home, of course, and the old.
What's his phone number?
I don't know.
Let's move on.
There it is, 533-9090. But it's a great tour. If you've never done it, you got to get out and try it.
And if you haven't experienced Hal Marcus, you are in for
he's a character.
An experience.
He's his own character.
Then there's Tom Lee. I mean, we got Tom Lee on the brain here because there's a lot going on. And we didn't even touch the whole schedule.
Nope.
Carolina Franco, what do we got here? You've got the October 1st thing, the biggie. I just mentioned that again. Give your phone number out. What happens next? Give us the month.
Okay, so the month this year, you know, Tommy month is October, but throughout the year we're working on all kinds of projects. So this year we're publishing two books. Well, the Tommy Institute published two books, the World War II Life magazine. When Tommy was a war correspondent, we published a book on his exhibition we have at the New Orleans Museum over there in New Orleans.
And but you have so these books available?
Yeah, we have those books available in our office, or you could purchase them soon in our websites. And so we have the exhibitions there, and Adair is going to be doing a book signing October 28th at the War Eagles Museum in Santa Teresa.
Cool.
Mm-hmm, here in El Paso.
So now, what happens between October 1st and October 28th when she signs those books? There's a few things going on?
Yes, of course. So we're going to have Tom Lee Paso the North Mural Tour led by Elisa Garrido and myself. Hosted by the El Paso Electric Company.
Do you have to bring your own ladder?
Yes.
Oh.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You don't. And then we're going to have the Centennial Museum is doing an exhibition on Nancy Lee, Tom Lee's first wife. So we're going to be having a reception there October 11th is the reception at the Centennial
Museum. Now, all this is listed online somewhere, right?
Yes, at our website at tomlee.net.
.net.
Or you could get our brochures anywhere in El Paso soon. They'll be all over El Paso.
They'll just be flying out the door.
Yes, you will not get enough of Tom Lee brochures.
Okay, keep going here. What else you got
going
on?
Okay, so October 15th, we have Compadres Horse Therapy Horse Expo with a presentation by Dr. Melissa Warwick and John Hamilton from Fort Bliss. So it's a full day of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You get to see horse demonstrations and horse trainings and jumping and dressage, and there's going to be all kinds of food and vendors there. So it's a day for the full for the whole family.
Is John going to talk about the polo that they used to have at Fort Bliss?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of people don't realize that gully that you drive by on 54 by the old officers club up there used to be the polo field.
Mm-hmm.
I was there once as a tiny little kid.
With they horses, used you as a polo
horses running around. I just remember being there. And now, when it fills up with water, don't be there. But keep going.
Okay, Dr. Warwick is a professor at UTEP, so she's an art history professor. And last year, she gave a talk on Tom Lee's horses. And this year, she became a volunteer at the Compadre. So she goes every Saturday with a dare to ride horses and groom them and everything. So she's going to be giving her talk on Tom Lee's horses that day in Compadres. And then Tom Lee Fellowship. So we got two students from UTEP, too, who received the Tom Lee Fellowship. And they have been doing research on Tom Lee from World War II, his work in World War II. So they will be presenting at the Rubens Center October 18th at 6 p.m. And that is Maria del Carmen Barney and Delia Alicia Ramos. October 20th, we have The Art and Life of Tom Lee by Adair Margo. That will be in Abilene, Texas. So we're everywhere. We're all over the place. We're not just in
El Paso. You really are.
Yeah. And we have events in Ciudad Juarez, too. So we're going to have our downtown walking tour of Ciudad Juarez with Dr. Tomas Cuevas, which is always a lot of fun. We stop at the Nueva Central and get a little pan dulce and coffee.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah. And then if you want, you could stop at Kentucky and get a margarita. That's on you.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. And then so a new bullfighting museum opened up in Juarez, too, by Jose Mario Sanchez Soledad opened it up. And he has the Tom Lee room there.
So by the way, there's a mural that was in tile that used to be at the old Del Camino Hotel. That is available if somebody at that bullfight museum would like to have it. Mm-hmm. We know where it is. Have them call us because it's up in Las Cruces.
We will.
And it's a huge mural, and there's pictures of it when it was in existence. And now it's all tiles, and you can buy it and take it to Juarez if you like.
Wow.
So there's an idea.
There you go.
And what else you got?
Okay, so I have that. We have, okay, October 29th and 30th, we have The Grace Note in a Hard World, a one-act play by Camilla Carr. So that will be in the Philanthropy Theater. And tickets you could purchase at the Tom Lee Institute by calling 915-533-0048.
And you will answer the phone, except yes. You're here.
Exactly. So if I don't
leave
answer, it'll
message.
Be somebody else. But and leave
that,
me a message.
And that plays really about his early life, mm-hmm. right? And so Nancy Lee figures very prominently in that mm-hmm. play.
Yeah, so right now our big themes are Nancy Lee, of course, because we're publishing that book, and World War II.
Tell me just real quick, Adair, the history on Nancy Lee. She came ill and died.
Right. Tom met her at the Art Institute of Chicago. She was from Terre Haute, Indiana. Beautiful girl. She dated, had dates with Hoagy Carmichael. And Tom asked her out the second year, and she was very literary, loved poetry. And they ended up eloping to Waukegan and marrying in 1926, I believe, was the year they married.
And she passed away
somehow. They ended up moving to Santa Fe and lived there. He had a job there with the Laboratory of Anthropology, and she had an appendicitis attack and was operated on, but it was done with unclean implements.
Ew.
And so infection set in, and she was an invalid over the last year and a half of her life.
Tough
and
stuff.
They came back to El Paso. They actually for a while lived in Judge Thomason's house when he was in Washington as a congressman, so she could be near her doctors. But she died on April 1st, 1936.
Well, there's the history. Thank you.
Most
people don't know that.
Yeah, she died on April 1st. And my mother and I were just out at Evergreen, and we went over and saw her headstone next to Mayor Lee's.
Interesting
but
history.
She was an awesome writer. One thing, when she died, Tom took all of her journals. She had kept a journal, and he and Carl Herzog published it in an edition of 25. And it is extraordinary writing these girls. I mean, all
and
of us are
you
falling
have
in love with her. We are publishing that book.
We have a phone call we stirred up named Georgia Ann. Georgia Ann, good morning. You're on the radio.
Thank you. I just want to know, how do you join the Historic Society? How much is it? Where do you go? And I missed your your meeting on...
What's their phone number? 533-3603. 533-3603.
533-3603.
533-3603.
Well, I can't even hear today, can I?
Well,
okay,
it's also...
I appreciate it. Thank
you're
you.
You're bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. Well, and it's an information place here.
You
never know what's going on.
411, here we are.
Well, not exactly. We're more like 311, maybe 211. I don't know what we are. But the idea of the history of El Paso, it's everywhere. And I love the notion that Tom Lee figured that out early on. Put it in a humongous mural and said, here it is. Here's the Pass of the North. Mm-hmm. That's basically what he calls it, right?
Yep.
The name of the mural.
Pass of the North.
Yeah. And that's right. Because everybody in there came through here and contributed to what is El Paso. I mean, the conquistadors, they named the place. That just sort of like begins that whole mural of history. Right. and it keeps on going.
And so. The Apaches. I mean, he has the indigenous. It's our founding culture. So it's the indigenous people, the Spanish, the Mexican, and the Anglo, and the types of people found within those cultures.
You got a vaquero turning into a cowboy. Yeah. All kinds of history there. Interesting stuff. And 533-0048.
Yes.
But not right now because you're sitting.
Not right now because I'm here.
And I'm putting it on the Facebook page. I'm going to have their website as well as their phone number.
Anybody looking at us on Facebook to say hey or whatever, they're just kind of like out there doing their thing.
I can't tell you right now because I can't leave what I'm doing.
Okay, so. Never mind. In that case, we'll just have to check
them after I submit all this information.
And they can El Paso Mystery Radio Show on Facebook.
That's right. That's where I'm at right now.
Give us a note there.
Yes.
Or by telephone.
Telephone 915-544-5876 or 915-544-5876. KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You're not born knowing everything, but you can always learn. At Experian, we believe it's the same with managing your credit. With handy tools and answers about how credit works, you can learn to get better. Because credit isn't just a score. It's a skill. And we want you to master it. Go to Experian.com to enroll in Experian Credit Works today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
Hi, I'm Russell Stover. The summer may be coming to an end, but our special offers here at BMW of El Paso are hotter than ever. Right now, lease the 2016 BMW 320i for only $249 a month, or the 2016 BMW 740i for only $779 a month. Don't waste your time haggling with the other guys. Let us get you behind the wheel of your new dream machine today. 6318 Montana Avenue or on the web at bmwofelpaso.com. 778-9381. Just call, that's all.
36-month leases, no security deposit, $3,924 and $7,204. Do it signing plus TTNL. See dealer for details.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I got to tell you about a guy in El Paso named Gaspar Enriquez. He's the National Portrait Gallery announces the first commission of an American Latino. The National Portrait Gallery announces the first commission showcases new work that have been added to the museum's collection. And what they're going to do, they're going to have the museum, it undertook its first Latino commission, a portrait by El Paso artist Gaspar Enriquez. And he's painting New Mexican writer Rodolfo Anaya, who's author of Bless Me Ultima. And that's going to be installed in November in 2016. And Anaya was just honored at the White House this week. with Mr. Obama. So here's something else you need to know about the Border Legends on October 15th. A band lineup. Are you ready for this? The Bird Dogs at 4 o'clock. Jay Nye Band at 4:50. Twisted Hams at 5:40. Rod Crosby at 6:30. You remember Rod Crosby?
Sure.
Rod Crosby was around when we were kids. Rod Crosby and the Intruders, Champagne Jam, Sacred Mushroom, Terry Manning. Terry Manning is a biggie. He's invented a microphone that he works in studios with, and he produces music for people. He's going to be playing. They have a rockabilly act that he does, a rockabilly act, and Route 66 at 10 o'clock. Anyway, that's what's going on coming up there. No, dear Margot, you're still in the house. And you're still here with Caroline Franco, and you guys are still having this event. What is it? Tom Lee Month means what to you?
Tom Lee Month means El Paso history for me. So, for everybody.
October 1, what happens?
October 1st, we have our Head for the Hills event at the WS Hills Building, 108 and a half at Texas Street. And it's 7 p.m. to 12 p.m. fiesta and live exhibition.
Party time.
Party time, exactly.
All right, move down to where we have to get educated.
Okay, so if you feel like traveling, getting a little bit out of El Paso, you could visit the Bryan Museum in Galveston, where they're going to have a display of Nancy Lee's, Tom Lee's first wife's artwork. The World War II Museum in New Orleans has a display of Tom Lee's Life magazine artwork from World War II. Dear Margo will be speaking in Abilene, Texas, on the art and life of Tom Lee, October 20th. And then we have a bunch of events in Juarez, too. So if you just want to walk across the border with us, we will be more than happy to walk over with you.
You have one on October 12th, bullfighting.
Yes, October 12th, Tom Lee and bullfighting by Jose Mario Sanchez Soledad in the Custodia de San Pablo, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
A walking tour of Juarez on the 14th.
Mm-hmm. A walking tour of Juarez on the 14th. And October 21st, Tom Lee and the first surgery in North America by Dr. Ruben Garrido in Hospital Angeles in Ciudad Juarez.
And there was no anesthetic on that, was there?
No, I don't think so. Ooh. I think they held him down.
They said, we're going to get that bullet. It was a bullet, right?
No, it was an arrowhead. It was the first sagittectomy in 1595.
And so Tom painted the thing happening. He painted the picture.
1535.
But when Tom got involved, he painted that event.
He painted it and had people pose for him, including Carl Herzog. And Claudia Rivers always tells the story that someone said, yeah, he looks like Cabeza de Vaca, who, you know, he was so skinny. He looked like he'd been traipsing all across Texas after being shipwrecked.
Well, that's a bizarre history all by itself. And so you get into
time. It's very interesting. Yeah. The original painting is in Galveston at UTMB, but the drawing for it is at our own medical school in the simulation lab where surgeons learn how to, you know, you learn how to do surgery today.
It's up on the wall in the operating
room? It's on the wall. The Paul Foster School of Medicine.
Oh, very different stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's neat. So we're connected to Galveston and, you know, this Tom Lee Trail. We want people to travel around and visit all of Texas, mm-hmm. get on Texas highways.
Now, you're staying in Texas this year, but you've been branching out in the past. You've been to D.C., doing things there.
Right.
Nothing like that going on this year.
No, we're doing quite a bit in Juarez, with these two books, the World War II book, a woman from Harvard wrote the essay for that, and she'll be presenting in Odessa. She'll do a book signing. She and I did it together. I'll be doing a book signing here, and she'll be doing a book signing in Odessa during Tom Lee Month. It's a real contribution to scholarship.
Yeah, and Tom Lee Month doesn't just end in October. We have events in November as well. So November 11th, Tom Lee and the Battle of Peleliu by Mac Greeley in New Orleans, and then Nadir Margo will be speaking on Nancy Lee in her own words at the Centennial Museum, November 20th.
And next hour, we have coming in a painting, not by Tom Lee, but something that you know about. It's a painting of Don Haskins. We've got Joe Gomez coming in here and Daryl Hyatt. They're going to talk about this painting of Don Haskins. It's fabulous, right. And it's big, and it's huge.
That Phil Beheimer, who used to be at El Paso Community College, painted. And then a Dear Margot Gallery did a poster of it. But Joe Gomez has been designated the custodian of all those because he's the custodian of all things Don Haskins in 1966 game. So.
He's the guy.
Well, he's the guy.
Next hour. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Dear Margot, appreciate you being here. We'll see everybody else after the news. Are you going to be here?
I'll be here.
Oh, you're not just going to slink
I'm
off in the corner?
I'm just buried in Facebook right
buried
now.
Buried in. You got your buried in your
I'm
Facebook.
I'm buried in Facebook.
Everybody else after the news. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.